Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. It is mind, body, soul, and spirit. How are y'all doing? Thank you so much for joining me today on this beautiful day. We just passed 4th of July, and I actually wanted to talk to you all today about something that's going to give us the ability to just move a little bit further in life. Let's just say that. So today's topic is going to be about, are you setting your expectations too high? Okay. So this is basically understanding expectations. Let's just talk about what are expectations. Expectation is a value that you set, right, towards a situation. Right? So let's say, for example, you need to call your mom tomorrow, but you don't know how the conversation is going to go. And now your expectation is that it's going to be a real long, drawn out conversation, and she ain't going to be talking about nothing, and y'all going to have a real bad conversation, and it's going to be a waste of time. That's the expectations you have set for this situation. So that is how much value you've put towards this situation. Now, if you had have changed your level of expectation, right, the level of expectation that you had set for this situation would have changed everything, would have changed the whole outcome of the experience. For example, same conversation with your mom, but you set this expectation for this to be an awesome conversation. It's going to be nice, quick, easy. We're going to be able to have a great, you know, conversation. We're not going to get blacked up on certain things. Bam, there you go. That way, you've then set positive intent into the universe. You've then sent that out. So now, you have the ability to go out there and actually be able to do something that's close to what you said. So when it comes to expectations, knowing and understanding that they are values that we set, understanding that, you can understand how a lot of people run into walls. A lot of people have a really hard time with disappointment. What I mean by that is when things don't go your way, how much does that mess up your day? How much does that bother you? If something doesn't go your way, are you upset for a week? You have to learn how to balance your expectations with your intent in this world. And you have to learn how to set them equally to each other so that it can balance off of each other. It's basically like a two-sided scale, and you need to equal out the scale. You need to balance out the scale. And these are on your two ends of the scale. Now, here's the thing. When your expectations are too high, that actually holds you back. So let's use an example in life that a lot of people have, relationships. So let's say you're in a relationship and you've set the expectation for your spouse, right? You have set the expectation for your spouse. For example, in your head, right? You have it to where they should be like Superwoman or Superman in your head, right? They need to be pulling out all the stops at all times. They need to be hitting all your favorite spots, everything you like. They need to be saying everything that makes you tingle. They need to just do what's right to make you happy. They need to speak in your love language 99% of the time. That's the expectations you set for your relationship and your spouse. Now, let's say that they're not at the level to provide you that. Now, we're not saying that they aren't the person that you want them to be, or maybe they are, you know, just not at the level that you wanted them to be at. Just as a person, when it comes down to the expectations that you have set, they're not meeting them.
Now, here's the thing. Is it that they're not meeting them because we're not allowing them to, or they don't want to, or... No, it's not that. A lot of times what it ends up being is the fact that your expectations are set too high. You want too much out of this man. You expect too much out of somebody who's not there to give it to you, who doesn't have it to give it to you at this moment. They might be giving you absolutely everything that they have and trying to grow in those areas, but just right now, they don't have it to give it to you. At that point, you've got to evaluate your expectations. Is it that your expectations are too high? Or is it that the situation you've put yourself in does not meet your expectations?
Ooh.
Because a lot of times that's what happens. We put ourselves in these situations, right? We keep going after the same type of guy, the same type of girl. We keep doing the same type of jobs. We keep doing this. We keep doing that. Can't understand why we're still getting the same situations and the same outcome. It's because we're doing the same thing. And I just want to tell y'all real fast, you know, plug. We will be talking a little bit more about, you know, this type of thing. What I call it is the loop theory. Be looking out for my book, The Loop Theory. As well, if you're just looking for a little bit of growth and spiritual guidance, you can check out Amazon.com. Look for The Goddess Queen or Sinead Riddle. And you can find a copy of my book online, okay, which is going to be a spiritual gladiator boot camp. It's a 2-week boot camp that basically whips you into shape spiritually and gives you all the tools that you need to go forth on a spiritual journey. So it's a very good start on your spiritual path in life. It really opens you up to some different things and it really puts you straight on the path. But be looking out for my third book, which is going to be The Loop Theory, which is going to give you a good idea on how to overcome these loops that we put ourselves in life. But back to the topic at hand here. When it comes down to it, all you need to do and know and understand is that your expectations are important, right? But also your evaluation is just as important. You have to make sure that your expectations match the situation. And that's one of the biggest takeaways from today's episode. You got to make sure that your expectations match the situation. Okay? And if you don't make sure that your expectations match your situation, you'll find yourself expecting more out of people and finding yourself more disappointed than not. And all that does is change your experience in the world because you've set the bar so high. Right? For somebody that can't reach it, or you set the bar so high and you're not allowing somebody to reach it. Which side are you on? Which side do you want to be on? Which side is the easiest? Right? Because we tend to do what's easier. You can't make this choice that way, because if you don't align it, you're just going to continue to go through the same thing. Get your pieces together and get them in line, people. Setting proper expectations leads to better situations. Setting proper expectations leads to better situations. And that's what you want. Better situations, a better experience, a better overall experience in this universe, in this world. And that's what positive living is about. That's what this life is about. Finding the way for you to best explain and experience this world. I thank you all for joining me today. Simple, nice, sweet topic. I just wanted to jump on here and just give you a few little nuggets in regards to putting yourself in line. When it comes to life, nobody's telling you to shoot low or price the bar low. What I'm telling you is to evaluate the situation and to make sure that whatever level you set the bar, that it matches the situation that you're in. You can go above and beyond anytime you want to, but just make sure that you're not blocking yourself some blessings by doing so. I love you all. Again, I thank you all so much for joining me again on today's episode. Stay tuned for more awesomeness. And as well, if this is one of the first episodes that you're paying attention to, go back. Take a look at some of these past episodes. We've got some good stuff, some great topics. Let me tell you, we have talked about some amazing things. If you have the time, go to anchor.com. Listen to the podcast on there and send me a message. Send me a message and we will dig in. Ask me some questions. I would love to hear some questions on some topics or some things that y'all would like to talk about. So let me know what it is, some things that you want to know about, some things that you have some questions about, and we can go from there. Again, I thank you all for joining me. I hope that you have an amazing week. I hope that you start this week off strong and set your expectations, your intents for this week. But make sure that you match your situation. All right? Don't do too much. Don't set the bar too high for you to reach. You can set it high as high, but don't set it too far for you to reach. Now, you can reach anything that you want to and any goal that you want to. And once you understand that, this part of the equation won't even matter. But you got to get over that piece first. So I thank you all for joining me again today. Have an amazing day. Namaste. Ashe. Amen.